Now joined by Coach Connor Bouchard, talking Houlton Wildcat boys basketball. The Cats are 10-6 on the season, now 6-4 in the Big 7 League. And maybe most importantly, Houlton has now won 4 of their last 5 ball games. We'll get to the marquee win in a moment, but let's go back to the only loss in this stretch. And it was only by 3 points to Sabetha last Friday night, 45-42, a game in which you were down 9 at halftime and only had 14 points in the first half, scoring a little bit hard to come by for both teams, but still battled back, gave yourself a chance to win, Coach. What did you feel like was kind of the biggest difference? Too many missed easy shots last Friday at Sabetha?
Yeah, first half is the difference. I mean, it's you can't play a really good team like that and expect to win by playing one half. And I thought it was a little bit it was too little, too late for us. I appreciated the effort that we gave and our competitive desire in the second half to grind back in it. And really, we had the ball, 10 seconds left, down 1, with opportunity to score and go ahead, and weren't able to make a play. But that'll be good for us in the long run to have those scenarios and have those situations where we can pull from. But yeah, I mean, you play a good team. I really wasn't very pleased in the locker room. I told our guys, effort is not good enough anymore when you want to be good teams. That's a non-negotiable in our program. You just play hard because you're on our team. You have to focus on game plan. You have to focus on scouting report. You have to focus on personnel and understand their tendencies. And if you do that, then you're going to give yourself a chance to win games. And we did not do that against Sabetha for 32 minutes. We did it for about 16, and that wasn't good enough that night.
Good enough earlier this week on Tuesday night, a big win against the number one ranked team in the state and previously undefeated Royal Valley. You beat them last year, but this year you do it on their home court, 52-51. Obviously, Matt Lears had an incredible game, 26 points, 8 of 10 from three-point land. But, man alive, your team overcame a lot to get that win, and congrats, because that one has to feel pretty good and can certainly be a big building block for your program.
Oh, for sure. Number one team in the state. They're undefeated for a reason. They're incredibly talented. You said it there, and I don't know if a lot of people recognize that, but we had the lead in the first half, and then they do their patented run where they come back in the game and storm back in the third quarter, and very easily we could have let it wither away and go get beat by 15. But I thought our guys battled, man. I thought our guys really battled. The foul count was not very even throughout the night, and part of that was because they were playing a zone. But, we zoned too. A good team on their home court is going to get a lot of calls. And I'm never one to really complain about officiating, and I'm not complaining about it because what I thought happened was our guys didn't let that any frustration from that get in the way of the way they finished. Matt was incredible, but it was a team effort defensively to hold that team to 44 in the first game and 51 in the second game. I'm assuming that I know that's well below their season average. So that's what we need to hang our hat on. And if we can make a few shots like we did, we shot the ball really well in the first half. If we make a few shots like that, then we can play with anybody. And I think we proved ourselves that night. I think our guys now, when you taste something like that, you kind of want more. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When you taste success, you have a desire for more. And so I think hopefully what that does is create that hungry mentality where like, okay, now we really can see what we can be and I really enjoy, that feeling of that euphoria of being on the high of winning a big game. And so hopefully that carries over to the postseason and can help us in the long run.
Hopefully it carries over to the next game. You'll be at home on Friday night against Hiawatha and then a road trip to Riverside next Tuesday. Congrats again, Coach. Keep it rolling. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Connor Bouchard of the Wildcats, the Houlton Locker Room Chats on KNZA are sponsored by the Farmer State Bank, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by Community Healthcare System, the Houlton Family Clinic.